This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution today as well. Traffic halted for 2 months on Bhimphedi Deurali Kulekhani road section for construction. And Republicans seek delay for Trump impeachment until February. Now, the news in detail. The hearing on the writ petitions against the dissolution of the House of Representatives is continuing in the constitutional bench today as well. The debate is focused on the validity of House dissolution by the majority vote-holding Prime Minister. The legal practitioner on behalf of the writ petitioners are pleading in the hearing that is taking place in the Apex Court. In yesterday's session, Attorney General Agni Kharel submitted the notice of dissolution of the House of Representatives published in the Gazette. Earlier in yesterday's debate, Advocate Tika Bhattarai raised the issue if the notice of dissolution of House was published in the Gazette or not. A constitutional bench of Justices Bishambar Prasad Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha, Sapana Pradhan Malla and Tej Bahadur Kesi, led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Janga Mahadur Rada, has been hearing 13 writ petitions against the dissolution of the House of Representatives since Sunday. Operation of vehicles has been banned on under-construction project area on the Bhimphedi Deurali Kulekhani road section for 2 months from January 23rd. Chief District Officer of Makwanpur, Govinda Prasad Rizal, said a decision has been made to prohibit vehicles except the project vehicles in the project construction area until March 23rd. The Transport Infrastructure Directorate of Bagmati Province is carrying out road expansion and upgrading works in the area. A 15-kilometer road from Hetoda to Kulekhani via Bhimphedi and Deurali is being upgraded at the financial investment of Bagmati Provincial Government. Two corona-related deaths has been reported in Banke and Salyan district. According to COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Banke's corona focal person, Tej Oli, a 71-year-old man from Bheriganga Municipality 9, died while undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. Similarly, according to corona focal person of Health Office Salyan, Rikha Rampun, a 90-year-old man from Sarada Municipality 3, died while undergoing treatment at District Hospital Salyan. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Republicans in the U.S. Senate are asking Democrats to delay the start of former U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial until February. They argue this will give Mr. Trump time to prepare a defense. He's accused of inciting insurrection after his supporters stormed the Capitol this month. On 6th of January, the then president told protesters near the White House to peacefully and patriotically make their voices heard as they prepare to march towards the U.S. Capitol building. He also told them to fight like hell. The demonstration turned ugly as a mosque forced its way into congressional complex where lawmakers were certifying Mr. Biden's election victory. Four protesters and a Capitol Police officer died in the mayhem. Google has threatened to remove its search engine from Australia over nation's attempt to make tech giant share royalties with news publishers. Australia is introducing a world-first law to make Google, Facebook, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. But the U.S. firm has fought back, warning the law would make them withdraw some of their services. Though Australia is far from Google's largest market, the proposed news code is seen as a possible global test case for how governments could seek to regulate big tech firms. The Islamic State IS group has said it was behind a double suicide bombing in Iraqi capital Baghdad on Thursday that killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 100. It was the biggest suicide attack in Baghdad for 3 years. The bombers blew themselves up among a crowd of shoppers at a second-hand cloth market in Tehran Square. The admission by the The admission by the jihadist group made via its account on the messaging app Telegram came several hours after the attack. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution today as well. Traffic halted for 2 months on Bhimphedi Deurali Kulekhani road section for construction, and Republicans seek delay for Trump impeachment trial until February. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.